Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here on WGR. Joining us now on the West Her Hotline. Making his first appearance on our show, I'm quite sure, but someone who needs almost no introduction, Kurt Warner. Kurt, our pleasure to have you on. I'm Mike, he's Chris. And I mean, we've been sitting here together doing this show since you played for the Rams. So this is really cool that this is <laughs> this is happening. Thanks for doing it.
Well, you guys must be really old, just like I am, but I appreciate being on.
Tyler Dunn. So we know Tyler very well. He lives in our area. And I just texted him last night to tell him how excited I was about your beard.
All right. I like it.
And he's like, well, he's a great guy. You should, you know, see if you can book him. So that's how it started. Okay.
How about this for an origin story of a great friendship?
Yes.
No kidding. Sometimes, you know, you never know how things start.
That's right. So I'm sure all our listeners are going to be excited to hear you talk about Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes in this matchup we have on Sunday night. Everybody's got their own, I think, story about how sort of they came to accept Allen, you know, so to speak, or as a good or maybe great player. How has his career looked to you?
Well, the thing that I always love is I love watching young quarterbacks that we know are talented, but have work to do. And I love to see quarterbacks that continually grow year in and year out. And that's what we've seen from Josh, and maybe even at a greater pace than, man, maybe anybody we've seen before, but than most guys. You know, the dramatic jump that he's had, you know, in those years, and specifically into last year, from an accuracy standpoint, a completion percentage standpoint, was pretty unmatched. You normally, you know, think to yourself that it's really hard to increase your completion percentage from college to pro because the game just gets harder. And usually when somebody's got a lower completion percentage at lower levels, it's because they have some issues and it's tough to clean up those issues. So what Josh has done and how he's gotten better and better each and every year has been extremely impressive. And then you tie that into the playmaking aspect of who Josh Allen is that I don't know if anybody's really understood the level of playmaking that he could play at. And college, you look at a lot of the throws and you see some big all that, but I mean it's crazy to watch him on a weekly basis make play after play after play, and it's big play after big play, and his ability to run in between the tackles and his speed to be able to run QB sweeps and shake people off and then make incredible throws from different platforms. It has been fun to watch him grow and to see him ascend into that level, as you're talking about. I guess where I got in trouble with the Bills Mafia about a week ago was just saying that I don't believe he's at the level of a Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers type guy because there's, you know, what I call layups, sometimes because of technique, sometimes because he's still learning how to play inside the pocket and read the entire field, that he misses some of those in games and is not as consistent with those. And so I haven't put him in that upper echelon level of those great quarterbacks, but I think he's right below that. And, you know, he makes up for a lot of those little things with the special plays that he makes. And if he can put that all together, I mean, I don't even know. I don't even know what it's going to look like when he puts it all together with what we've seen at different times throughout these first few years of his career.
I can't imagine why a Patriots fan would be listening to our show right now, but if they are, they're going, wait, you mean last Saturday wasn't him putting it all together, Kurt?
Right. Well, I mean, here's the amazing thing is I actually broke down that game on the stuff, the breakdowns that I do. And, you know, he was 21 for 25. And, you know, incredible. And every pass he threw beyond 10 yards down the field, he completed it. Every one 10 yards down the field. The four misses he had in that game were all short passes. Three of them that were missed, and then one that was knocked down at the line of scrimmage. Those were his four incompletions. I bet he's looking at the tape right now going, oh, my gosh, I could have been perfect. If I was making those kind of throws down the field, amazing, you know, the ones that were missed when you go back and watch it, because he made the right decision on those plays, just missed by a little bit on those throws. And so, you know, it is. It's the crazy thing is when you watch it and you go, man, look at the potential that is sitting in front of, you know, these Bills fans every single day.
With Kurt Warner here on the Wester Hotline, I'd like to hear you talk about sort of the scheme that he plays in or how you see it and just how you figure out, you know, in this case or in any case, how to balance, you know, when you're giving credit between the quarterback and the coordinator, et cetera.
Well, I mean, I think they always go hand in hand. You know, where you give, you know, first start with the credit to the coordinator is when you see play designs that are created and they give their quarterback easy opportunities or give them good opportunities to make plays. And Ryan does an unbelievable job of creating some great opportunities tied to Josh's skill set. Like great example is what they do down in the tight red zone is they do all kinds of different RPO type options because they know what Josh is capable of running the football and his ability to throw from different platforms and really putting the pressure on the defense. So they'll do a lot of these RPOs down there that utilize Josh's skills, but they present easy opportunities for touchdowns for Josh Allen. And so that to me is where when you start looking at that stuff, you say they both get credit because Josh can pull this stuff off and do the different things. But Brian also does a great job of creating that stuff and putting easy opportunities in front of him when they're there to be had. And so I think they're both doing a really, really good job of designing and creating an offense that, you know, it's the funny thing is that, you know, when Josh is gone or when Josh doesn't play, they're going to have to change their entire offense because very few people are going to be able to do what Josh does. But while you've got someone like that, now you can go in as an offense coordinator and be creative and go into your lab and go, well, I've got this guy. So I can do all these other things as long as he can pull them off. And so it's fun to watch them on a weekly basis because there is such great flexibility with their quarterback. And their offense coordinator does a great job of having a mind that, you know, creates those cool opportunities.
I've got one more thing on Allen and how he's progressed. Because I'm recalling, Kurt, I think it was a Tyler Dunn piece from last season, maybe midway through the season, and there was some concern, I think from you, stop me if I start botching this at all, about him working against zone defenses as opposed to man coverage, because zone is it's more confusing, and that's a big part of it, and man, like it's a little easier to identify which guy you want to go to, and is he open, did he beat his guy, bing, there's your throw, whereas zone is a little more complex. And I wonder how you feel about, since you talked about that, if I'm right in my recollection, how he has demonstrated or not that he's progressed in that area to kind of fill out his portfolio, if you will.
Yeah, you know, when you talk about man, yeah, it's easier to decipher as a quarterback when you get man-to-man coverage, and it oftentimes just becomes, okay, where's my best matchup or where's my best route to attack man-to-man coverage. And oftentimes they love to run deep routes and what we call deep overs, and those things play right into Josh's hands, is that's what he's good at, to be able to grip it and rip it down the field and make those throws and be able to identify that quickly. And so we saw that kind of last year is when he saw man-to-man coverage teams, he was off the charts. When he saw zone teams, not quite as good, and it falls to two categories. First, is the identification and the understanding of play concepts so you can get through your reads and get to the right guy and not get stuck. You know, like when you see man-to-man, it's like, okay, my mentality goes to attack down the field. When you see zone, it's got to be more, okay, what is the defense giving me? And it can't always be the same mentality. You got to find the right guy. So, you know, at times he would struggle with identifying that and getting through his progressions. I think he's done a much better job with that, being more patient and understanding what those reads are, who the guys are that he's looking for, and settling more for those underneath throws. And I was just watching the game against the Chiefs the first time around, and they loved to run that deep over, as I said, and they were running one of those deep overs, and the Mike linebacker turned and chased that deep over. And boom, he went right down to Zach Moss on his check down, and the check down picked up 20-some yards for him. And so you start to realize as a young quarterback, I don't have to throw it a long way to pick up a big, you know, big play, that I can throw checkdowns if it's the right decision and it can get me big plays. So he's been better at that. You know, the other thing that oftentimes happens with zone coverage is you have to wait and anticipate it and throw with different timing. And so footwork becomes so important, is being able to get lined up and get your feet set so you can be accurate with those different throws. And that's, you know, the one area that Josh continues to work on because he's so good off platform, and he's not the only one. I could pull out Aaron Rodgers and I could pull out Patrick Mahomes and how those guys miss throws as well because they get off platform because they're so used to it and they're so good at it that they normally will make plays, but I'll see them miss a lot of throws because of it. And so when you're in zone, playing against zone, you really have to have your feet tied into when a guy's coming open. So if your feet aren't tied in, you're going to find yourself throwing balls off platform, and those are the kind of throws that you know Josh has missed throughout his career, is when his feet get away from him at times and he tries to do everything with his arm, and he'll miss some of those. And again, back to what I called earlier, some of those layups where he's in the right spot and he knows where he wants to throw it. He just doesn't make the throw because that technique gets away from him.
Just a couple of minutes left with Hall of Famer Kurt Warner here on WGR. I believe the Bills this year, Kurt, became the first team since your Rams to have all their wins be by double digits. You guys won more games than this Bills team, but still, like, they showed the ceiling this year overall. And now they get the Chiefs here. It's only round two, but it's a rematch of the AFC Championship. They're a very slight underdog. Do you feel like they're ready to do it?
Yeah, I think they're ready to do it. I think they're going to have to play a good game because I think the Chiefs are in a better spot now than they were earlier in the year when they played, meaning they're more complete. And you talk about those double-digit wins, whether it was us or the Bills. I think what you realize is you fall in love with one part of the team, you know, Josh Allen and the big plays and how he's playing. But those, you know, that speaks to the idea that you've got a complete team. And so you're talking about, you know, number one defense coupled with Josh Allen and the offense that they have. That's how you beat people by double digits. And, you know, the Chiefs now I think are in a place where their defense is playing way better than they were early in the year. And so so it's going to be a challenge, you know, for both sides to, you know, to do things offensively and to make the plays that they want. First time around, they held the Chiefs to zero pass plays of 20 yards or more. I got to go look in the stats and see when the last time that happened to this Chiefs team. But it doesn't happen very often. And that was a huge key. Quick pressure, you know, because they didn't bring a lot of, you know, extra guys. They didn't blitz a lot. They rushed with four, and they got pressure on Patrick Mahomes numerous times early on in that game with quick pressure with four guys, and they were able to play man coverage and forms of man coverage on the back end with help over the top, and did a great job defensively of not giving up big plays in man coverage, which we talked about earlier is hard to do. Get the pressure, challenge them at the line of scrimmage so Patrick Mahomes has to hold the football. Their game plan was great, and then it played out with offensively. They got a whole bunch of big plays from Josh in the pass game, big play touchdowns and big plays on scrambles that, to me, that was the difference in the game, and that's how you win by double digits as they did in that football game. And, you know, those are going to be keys once more this time around. You know, can they hold from those big plays? Can they get all those big plays and exploit the Chiefs the way they did last time? And then, you know, which team gets the pass rush up front is going to be key against these two quarterbacks.
Right on. Well, it's been a great pleasure to have you on, Kurt. Is there something we can do to repay you, promote something, the movie?
The movie.
Website?
How's the movie? How do you feel about the reviews, or how do you yourself feel about the film, American Underdog, Kurt?
Yeah, you know, the reviews have been incredible. You know, that it's I haven't heard one fan disappointed about the movie as a whole, the story of the movie, and how it impacts people. They did a really great job of putting it together, and it kind of documents not only my underdog story, but my wife and we have got a son that deals with special needs, and they're all kind of documented our different stories and our different journeys and how together we were able to get to where we're at today. And so the movie has really impacted and touched people in a lot of different ways, and it's been really cool to hear you know, how they've been impacted. And as I said, everybody's enjoying the movie, and so that's what you want to do when you make a movie. To me, it was never about, you know, how many tickets we sell in the box office. It's about, do people want to see it? Are they impacted by it? Are they talking about it after they've seen it? And all of those things have been pretty incredible. I mean, it's been pretty humbling. I mean, I don't know if you guys are movie buffs. I'm not, you know, huge on the ratings, but I know, you know, in Rotten Tomatoes, it's got a 98% audience score, which is, you know, which is about as high as they get. And so that, to me, speaks to the movie that we made and how it's touching people. And so we're humbled and blessed by it. And if anybody out there hasn't seen it, I recommend it. I think you will be touched by it, whether you're a fan of mine or not, whether you're a football fan or not, doesn't really matter. It's just a good movie with a strong story that I think will encourage you or inspire you and touch you in some way.
Tremendous. It's in theaters tonight, for example, here in our area. All right, Kurt. Well, a real treat. We're done. I'm going to go text Mark Dalton and tell him, just brag to him that we had a conversation because he and I are friends. And
he's a great man. He's actually he's actually on the board of our foundation here. So he's he's just good people.
I'll probably do this. I'll probably tell a lot of people. Okay. Thanks, and really nice having you. Yes.
Sounds great. Maybe we'll touch base down the road.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.